Okay, we are now going to begin the fourth and final parak of Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chaf Tes Amud Beis is today's Amud. We are going to start with the Mishnah, where we got to last time. Yom Tov Shor Rosh Hashanah Shchalios B'Shabbos. If Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, B'Migdash HaYutokin, in the Beis HaMikdash they will blow the shofar, because there's no issue of blowing shofar on Shabbos on the Daraisa level. Avalo B'Medina, but outside of the Mikdash, beyond the area of the Mikdash, they will not blow the shofar because of a din midrabanan, not to blow shofar on Shabbos, lest you come to carry the shofar dalet amos on Shabbos. In the Mikdash, they weren't worried about this because they didn't make gezeros drabanan in the Mikdash. That's a concept that they ain't shvus b'mikdash. They don't make dinim drabanan that are concerns you might come to violate in the Mikdash. People are super careful in the Mikdash. Misha Charev Beis HaMikdash, after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Hiskin, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Shu Togan B'chol Makom Sheish Bo Beis Din. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made a takana that they should blow shofar in any place that has a Beis Din, because Beis Din would warn them and would watch over them, and you don't have to be choshesh that you're going to come to carry the shofar Dalet Amos. Amar Rabbi Lazar, Hiskin, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, El B'Yavna B'Vad. Rabbi Lazar says, no, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's takana was limited to Yavna, because that's where the Sanhedrin Gedola sat. That's a significant Beis Din, but other places we wouldn't blow on Shabbos even if it has a regular 23-man Beis Din. Amr Lo Lachem said back, Echad Yavna ve'echad kol makom sheish bo Beis Din. No, his takana was wherever there's a Beis Din of any kind, doesn't have to be Sanhedrin Gadol, could be a Sanhedrin Katana of 23 judges, you're allowed to blow shofar on Shabbos. Ve'od zos ha'isi Yerushalayim yiseir al Yavna, and another thing Yerushalayim had over Yavna, shekol ir shehi roa v'shoma'as. Any city that was high enough up that they could see Yerushalayim, or they could hear the tekios from Yerushalayim, Ukrova, and was close to Yerushalayim, was within the tchum of Yerushalayim, Yichol Lavo, and you could travel from there to Yerushalayim on Shabbos, token, they would blow shofar there on Rosh Hashanah that fell on Shabbos. Yavne, lo yotoken of Beis HaMikdash. But in Yavne, they would only blow the shofar in the basin itself, not in the surrounding cities. So a major difference. The surrounding cities of Yerushalayim, if they were close enough, would also blow shofar. Surrounding cities of Yavne would certainly not blow shofar. Says Gemara, Minahani Mili. How do I know that you're not supposed to blow shofar on Shabbos when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos? Amar Rabbi Levi Bar Lachma. Rabbi Levi Bar Lachma explains, Amar Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina, the name of Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina, Kosav Echad Omer, you have one pasuk that says Shabbason Zichron Trua, that it's only a Zichron Trua, remembrance of the Trua. Sounds like you're not blowing shofar. Because of Echad Omer, Yom Trua Yelchem, that it is a day of Trua. Sounds like you are blowing shofar. Lokasha. Kan b'yom tov shchalios b'Shabbos, kan b'yom tov shchalios b'chol. It all depends if it's a weekday or a Shabbos. If it's a weekday, then it's an actual Yom Trua. If it's Shabbos, it's only a Zichron Trua. Amar Rava, Imidar Raisi, Rava says, whoa, that's a drasha from Psukim. You're suggesting to me that not blowing shofar on Shabbos, when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, Dindar Raisa, if that's the case, B'mikdash Hechi Takinon, why did they blow shofar in the Mikdash on Shabbos? Va'od Malachi, Disr Kalamute, what? Is Tchia Shofar a Malacha that you need a Pasuk to tell me that not to blow shofar on Shabbos? So why would I need a pasuk? So how do I know tkiyah shofar is not a malacha? The Tana de Beishmuel, kol malachas avodo lo sasu. Yatsu tkiyah shofar diyasavash shehi chachma ve'in a malacha. Tkiyah shofar is defined as a chachma and not a malacha, and therefore it should not be aser minat Torah and Shabbos, because it's not a malacha at all. Rather, Rava says a different explanation. Midaraisa Mishrashari. On a Daraisa level, it's perfectly fine to blow shofar on Shabbos. V'rabbanan hu degazer bei. This is all din midrabbanan. Kidarabba, along the lines of what Rabba taught. Dama Rabba, kol chayim b'tkiyah shofar v'ena kol b'kiyim b'tkiyah shofar. While everyone is obligated to tkiyah shofar, not everyone knows how to do it. So the concern is someone who doesn't know how to blow shofar well is going to take his shofar and go to an expert to teach him how to blow shofar. He's going to end up carrying the shofar for Amos and Rosh Hashanah. And that's the very same reason why we don't take lulav on Shabbos, and the very same reason why we don't read Megillah on Shabbos. So main point number one, two explanations why we don't blow shofar on Shabbos. A, because the pasuk says Zichron Trua, that it's only remembrance but not the actual trua, we reject that explanation, because then why would they do it in the Mikdash? Plus, shofar is not a malacha at all. And B is, it's a din midrabanan. It's a din midrabanan that we're afraid you're going to come to carry dalar amas and shasram, just like by lulav and just like by Megillah. Now the Mishnah had also said, Mishchar beis mevshiskun Rabbi Yochum and Zakeh. Rabbi Yochum and Zakeh made a takana after the Churban Abayis that they should blow shofar anywhere that there is a Bezdin. Tan Rabban, Pamachas Chal Rosh Hashanah Lios B'Shabbos, Ve'yukala Ar Miskansin. One time, Rosh Hashanah fell on Shabbos, and everyone came to hear shofar from the Shluchei Bezdin, like they used to do in Yerushalayim. Amlam Rabbi Yochum and Zakeh B'nei B'Seira. Rabbi Yochum and Zakeh told the B'nei B'Seira, who were the leaders of the community, Nitka, to blow the shofar. Amr lo, so they said back to him, Nadun, let's discuss this. Are you allowed to do this in any place that there's a Beis Din? You're just allowed to blow shofar? Amr lehem, Nitka v'achar kach Nadun. How about this? You listen to me and blow shofar, and then we'll discuss whether it's allowed or not. La'achar shataku, Amr lo, Nadun. So after they blew the shofar, they said to him, now let's discuss, what's the svara? Why do you think it's okay? Amr lehem, kvar nishma keren biyavna. It already became heard, the horn already became heard in Yavav. Ein meshiv in la'achar maisa. Once it was already heard, we can't, we can no longer discuss it, meaning we have now established it as minhag. So he pulled the fast one on them. He had them blow the shofar in Yavna, where there was a Beis Din, and said, oh, once it's been done, it's already been done. So main point over here is, Rabbi Yochum and Zakkai held that you blow shofar on Shabbos anywhere that there is a Beis Din, or at least Sanhedrin HaGadol, like in Yavna. And once it was done, it couldn't be discussed anymore. Amr Rabbi Eliezer, Lois Rabbi Yochum and Zakeh Rabbi Avnu Blavad, Amr Lo Echad Yavne Vech Kol Makom Sheish Bo Beis Din. There was a machlokas whether Rabbi Yochum and Zakeh was misakin this only in Yavne, where the Sanhedrin HaGadol existed, or even any other place where there was a Beis Din. So says the Gemara, Amru Lo, sounds like it's a new shita that's being brought. Well, Hainu Tanakama, this Amru Lo L'chora is saying exactly the same thing as the Tanakama in the Mishnah, that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's Takana was any place that there is a Beis Din. Says Gemara, Ika Beinaihu, there's a difference between the Tanakama and the Amru Lo. Beidina da Akrai. The difference between them is a place that doesn't have a Beis Din, but once in a while a Beis Din will show up there and get together to be done whatever cases seem to come up. So according to the Tanakhama, you could blow shofar there on Shabbos because there is right now a Beis Din. But according to the Amru Lo, it has to be a Makom Sheyesh Bo Beis Din, meaning a Beis Din Kavua, like in Yavne, because we're concerned that he might do it next time Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, even if the Beis Din has disappeared by that time. So it's actually, how many opinions? We have three opinions as to what Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai meant when he said you could blow shofar where there's a Beis Din. Either only where the Sanhedrin HaGadol sits, or anywhere that there's a Beis Din Kavua of Chaf Gimel, or anywhere that there's currently a Beis Din of Chaf Gimel, of 23 judges. So again, three explanations, three understandings, three different understandings of what Rabbi Yochum and Zakkai meant when he made a takana to blow shofar where there's a Beis Din. Either wherever the Sanhedrin HaGadol is, or anywhere that there's a Beis Din Kavua of 23 judges, or anywhere that there's a Beis Din, even if it's not Kavua, of 23 judges. Okay, so Be'ezus Hashem, next time we'll pick up from Amru Lo on the bottom of the page, on the last line of the page. We'll pick up from there next time.